Okay, Simon Pei Gimel. So we were discussing the mechitzas for Erevin. So we're up to Simon Pei Gimel Siv Gimel. So Makom Shemukov Shaloi L'Shem Dira. If you have a place like we discussed yesterday, if you have a Erev around some place that's not meant to be a Dira, V'hu Ein Gadol MiBeis HaSayim, and it's no bigger than Beis HaSayim. Right? Meaning it's a, we said in order to have this place. In order to have this place that that's surrounded, if you want to have a fence around someplace that's not livable, as long as it's less than Beis HaSayim, which is 100 amos by 50 amos, so then you're okay, right? Who any god of Beis HaSayim shu mutter le talta basaychoi? It's mutter to carry in there. So im yesh b'samach loy chotzer, if there is close to it a chotzer, meaning if you have a chotzer close to this yard. So mutter gamken loitzi mitzaycha lechatzah, you can carry from there to the chatzah or mechatzah lesaych. Kalim shesavsu b'saychay kalim that were in the karfif, whether in the chatzah, ki neshul reshus achas in because it's considered one reshus with the chatzah. Aval ein reshus achas in but it's not considered one reshus with the house. Shakalim shesavsu b'saychay also lachnisan lesaych because the kalim that are inside the chotzer, you cannot bring it into the house. You can't put it there either. And that means even if it's owned by the same owner, because it's two different reshuyas, even though they're both surrounded, but a karfif is not meant for dira, and the yard is. Fine. Dalit. Makom shehukav shaloi l'shem dira. If you have a place that's surrounded shaloi l'shem dira, dinah shemitchila hikav first you put mechitzas. V'achar kach bona shem beis dira, and then after that you built a house. Aisha pasach l'shem pesach mi beisai. Or he opened an entrance from his house. Ma'itakante la'asayis mukav l'dira. So what's the way to make it mukav l'dira? Yifritz mechitzas. Makom yaser al eser amos. So what you do is you break down the fence, a break of more than 10 amos. Ki eser amos chashuv kepesach, right? We said 10 amos is considered a doorway. For yasam, we can't have a pirtza. More than that's a pirtza. And it's batul and that will be mevatul the mechitzas. I say then rebuild it. And now since you now made it that you're living in there or you're hanging out in that yard, then it's considered surrounded for the dira. So basically, if there was a fence around the place that was not inhabited and you want to fix it now that you started inhabiting it, so what you do is you knock down a big break in the fence more than 10 feet, more than 10 amas, and then so therefore the whole fence is considered down, and then you rebuild it and then you're okay. Hey, so let's say you have a yard that's bigger than Beis HaSayim, and then you plant trees there. Even if you plant trees in most of the yard, the dira is not nespatel, and it's still considered mukav ladira because a person hangs out. You know, he walks around the trees and he stays in the shade. But if he plants seeds there, so if it's around most of the yard, even if it's not in one corner or one part of the yard, but it's spread out all over, nispata, then it's not considered a dira. Then the whole things look like a garden, which means it wasn't meant to be lived in, and therefore you can't even carry daladamas in there. If it's in a small part of the chatzar, if it's in an area, the area where he planted the seeds is less than a beis hasayim, it's batal to the chatzar, and the whole thing has a din of the chatzar. But if it's bigger than beis hasayim, but makam mecha in one place, havi makam hazera kamoi karmelis, with a place where it's planted is like a karmelis, v'asharim in a chatzar. And the rest from the chatzar, harehu parus the makom ha'aser, that's totally open to the makom ha'aser, v'asal tatabay gam Rock with Dalai Lamas. You can, it's only also to carry there only with Dalai Lamas. Okay, this stuff is really not halacha lemaisa for us. V'chein chotzer vav, v'chein chotzer she'ein bo ela beis ha'sayim, a yard that doesn't have beis ha'sayim, or pachas, or less, v'zara, and he planted in part of it, gam ken idan achar roiv, but also goes bas ha'roiv. V'im ruba is a ruah, and if most of it is planted, afal pishin v'tarnu l'talta sham, even though it's mutter planted there, kimen shenu yosem beis ha'sayim, since it's not more than beis ha'sayim, mikom okam kelem sheshelzeh v'vayas, also loitzi l'sham, the kelem that are in the house, you can't carry out to there. Commission is barbers if gimel. For the chain, tzarech lasses mechitza b'fnei agina. You have to make a mechitza in front of the garden. She mutter lahoy lahoytzim and a bias a lachotzer. It's mutter to take it out from the bias to the chotzer. Okay, simen pei dalet. Dine haitza derech malbush v'tachshit. Right, the dinam of haitza, taking it out. excuse me. While wearing it. So this was you get into extra clothing and watches and jewelry, etc., etc. Uba yutas sifim, and it has 19 sifim. So kol davar she'ena lo malbush v'lo tachshit, anything that's not a clothing and it's not a what do you call it,
ornament,
tachshit, ornament? What do you call it?
adornment.
Adornment, yeah, like jewelry or something, right? Very good. Also, let's say Rishus HaRama and the Carmelis. You're not allowed to go out with it from Rishus HaRama or to a Carmelis. V'lochein, also let's say B'machar HaTchuvah B'Bigda. You're not allowed to go out with a needle that's pinned to his clothing. V'afilu B'machar She'ein B'Nekev. And even with a needle that has no hole. Right? Meaning, because that's not meant, meaning you have a, what do you call it, a tailor. So that's not meant as a tachshit. I mean, we're going to see that maybe it changes. But the simple understanding: nobody wears a needle in his clothing as a decoration, right? Fine. And this can be very subjective, and it can be dependent on also the community, and it can be dependent on the society and the historically what's done by different places. Right, vafilu l'tzarich levisha, and even for if you're using this pin for clothing's purposes, yesh l'harba be'ish, for a man, you have to be more machmer. Right, meaning even though it's being used to hold your clothing on, but since it's an abnormal thing for a man to do, so therefore, it's okay. Aval isha kivin shederach hanashim lahamid kishurein. But since it's normal for a woman to be able to hold their knots, that's a literal translation, meaning they have to be able to hold all whatever it is that they have that they're wearing. Could go in hatzeifim, like a scarf, a kadayma b'machten. They pin it on. Utaras latzis ben latzarach halavisha. If the pin is there in order to keep the clothing pinned on, then it's okay. But that's only with a needle that has no hole in it, meaning the hole in it is where you put, that's what you use to sew. But not with a needle with a hole, because that's meant for sewing, not meant to put, to sew, to secure things onto clothing. And even in tachshitin, even with jewelry or what do you call it, accessories, or you didn't say accessory, whatever, that type of thing, that the Rabbanon said, there are some things that the Rabbanon said it's also to go on Shabbos or Rishus HaRabim. Right? Yesh tachshitin she'asur la'noshim, yesh tachshitin she'asur la'noshim. Some are also to men, some are also to women. V'hainu tachshitin she'yesh lochu shema tesirim l'haroison. And basically, the Rabbana made a gezeira against anything that a person may remove in order to show them off. V'ashem espasha the minig lahater. But nowadays, the minig is to wear all sorts of jewelry. V'apoyskim kosvu tamim lezeh. And the poyskim bring different reasons for this. Some say because there's really no Rishus HaRabim anymore. And some say that jewelry is so common, nobody's going to take it off. And then some say it's just mutwish yushagin while yimazidin, meaning don't open your mouth because they're not going to listen anyways. So you might as well not say anything. And you say that on a derabbanon. The Yerushimayim, Yeshul, the Hachmer, Alatzmayim, somebody's a Yerushimayim should be Machmer. Uprat yesh lizar shelo yetzi ishpo tabas she'en alav chosam. A man should not go out with a ring that has no a chosam, a seal on it. Right? Mikol she'ken shelo yisa etzli kli hashoyis. And for sure, he should not walk around with a watch. Right? Our zeiger. Vafilu, now that seems to be a pocket watch, not a regular watch. Vafilu kosher beravid azov. And even if the watch is, this is where you see that it's a pocket watch, and even if it's tied on with a revir azov, a gold chain, shehu noisei al tzavori, and he's carrying it around his neck, v'hu tachshit, and it's the whole thing is one big ornament, right? A chain around his neck, holding a pocket watch. Now you still shouldn't do it. Rav kli shos amuna paseicha kiss, but a kli shos that's in the pocket, havi masa, that's actually like carrying it. Ve'en lo heter, that you don't have any heter whatsoever. Right? Meaning, if you have a chain on you and it's at the end of the chain is a watch, so you could say the whole thing is one big ornament, one big piece of jewelry. Right? But if it's just stam a watch in his pocket, how can you say that that's a tachshit? That's not a tachshit. It means he's carrying. Right? The shaila is, what about wristwatches? Right? Where do they fall into this conversation? Right? So does Igros Moshe about it? Because that you shouldn't, meaning, for really, you should wear, I mean, you could wear it because it goes on your wrist and it's an ornament, especially nowadays that everybody's into the watches. Right? And some say, well, it depends, because is it there to tell the time? If it's a beat-up old black, you know, Seiko, what do you call it, a Casio, whatever watch, I mean, you're doing that to tell the time, then that's not a tachshit, right? So then maybe it's more problematic. Then you have the shita that says, if you would wear the watch broken, then that shows that it's really an ornament and it's not there to tell the time, right? So that's...
I only wear a watch when I go out for lunch. Because if
Why?
I'm home, I know where my clock is and I know what time it is. But when I go out to eat to someone else's house, I want to know the
Okay.
time.
Okay, so if you didn't use the Eruv, then you'd have a problem.
Right, so I'm saying I only wear it like five times a year when I eat out. That's it.
Right. So then you'd have a problem. Chari, you'd have a problem with that if you didn't use Eruv. Okay, fine. Gimel, Mafteach Shel Kesef, a silver key, right? These are the good old tie clips. Even though it's meant to use as a key, even since it's also a tashit, that's the minig to go on a Shabbos with it. That's hence the what do you call it? The tie clip, the tie. What do they call those? Pin the tie clip. But then the whatever, yeah. But glasses. There's another hot button topic in the old generations. Even if they're coated with silver, also lots of when you cannot go out with glasses. Right? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is being very clear. You cannot go out with glasses because he held that even if they're made out of silver, they're not a tachshit. They're there to help you read, in which cases it's carrying. So the shaila is then
sunglasses any different?
What?
Are sunglasses any different than
Oh,
regular?
so 1 second. So we'll take a step before that. Is he talking about glasses without arms? L'chaira. He's talking about the glasses, you know, like in the old pictures, you stuck it on your nose, right? But with arms, then many say that that's not a problem because there's no chashash that it's going to fall off because it stays on you. Right? And then also, if by us, you really need the glasses to see, nobody's ever taking them off. But reading glasses is a problem. Sunglasses is a problem because you'll take them off. And there are those that have an issue with our regular. I personally have brothers-in-law that will not wear glasses in the street on Shabbos because they hold like the kitzur. Unless you have it tied on the back, then they would. But contact lenses, they do go out with. Talid. Also, Lisha lost his beged al tzeifa. It's also for a woman to put a beged on her tzeifa. Tzeifa, we said, like, is her like her scarf. And a man put on his hat because of the rain, meaning the hat, those plastic hat covers. So he's saying you're not allowed to do that because it's there to protect the hat, not to protect the person. She'ein's a derech malbush. That's not the derech of a malbush. V'im kavanaso yishalei yitzaru oisan hakshamim mutter. But if the reason why you put the cover on is to make sure that the rain doesn't cause you physical pain, then it's okay. Right?
And a
Meaning if
baseball
it's there
cap?
just... Oh, very good. So a baseball cap, if it's there, mom, see there, you're putting on the baseball cap in order to protect you from the rain, so then it's okay. But if you would have a baseball cap and you'd put a plastic on top of the baseball cap to protect your cap, then that's no good. Now, baseball cap might have a different issue because if the beak, right, the beak of the cap, whatever, the visor, whatever it's called, if that's bigger than a tefach, then it could be that's an oil because you're trying to protect yourself and it could be that gets you back into the umbrella issue, right? But anyway, that is not... But most I think are wearing caps for protection from the elements.
Even if it says MAGA on it.
Yeah, that might protect you, so maybe that would be mutter. Anyways, okay, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.
Thank you.
Tzuras Tavis.
Yeah,
Agadon Amen.